Betches Media presents Betches Moms with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And today we are joined by another Brittany, Vanderpump Rules star Brittany Cartwright-Couchy, right? You're couchy now, to chat about all the things mom life and postpartum journey in the public eye. Hi, Brittany.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I feel like we've met before, right? I think we went to like a dinner, like it was great. Anyway, it was fun. You're so nice.
And thank you.
It's great to see you again. And Brittany, have a story. Wait, I want you to tell it.
So I was saying and Aileen didn't know this. I thought she had known.
She just told me.
For Mother's Day 2 years ago, my husband got me a cameo from Jax. It's so good. It's so good.
He is the king of cameos.
Yeah. And he was just like hanging out in the pool, had a drink in hand. And the best part about it is that he kept saying happy birthday. And it was for Mother's Day. It was just so good. I love it. It's such a good gift because it's really the gift that keeps giving. It's so good.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to tell him this. He's going to die.
Oh my God. Well, I love it. It was a great gift.
Oh my God. I love that story. That's awesome. He was saying happy birthday instead of Mother's Day. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is so Jax.
We were dying. It was so funny. Jax. It's great. Very on brand for him.
So you were on Vanderpump for a lot. Can you tell everybody who isn't maybe not a Vanderpump, like doesn't watch Vanderpump or doesn't watch Bravo, which I don't know what's going through their minds. What like tell us your background, like how long were you on the show? What made you want to join the show? And then like when did you come off and all of the things?
Okay, so I met my now husband, Jax Taylor, the cameo king, in Las Vegas. I was there to visit my best friend, Kara, for her birthday, which was May 5th. Sheena's birthday, another cast member of the show, May 7th. So we happened to be at the same bar at the same time. He came up to me. We started talking. We started hanging out. Long story short, we ended up dating. I ended up moving to L.A. Two and a half, maybe 3 months later to live with him, and got kind of just like thrown on the show, which like I'm very blessed about. But it was all very, very crazy. Like it was absolutely insane. It was something I never imagined that would even happen to me. And so that's like how it happened. I was on the show for 5 seasons, and then we also got a spinoff show, Jackson and Brittany Take Kentucky. Which so I just laugh about it so much. But anyways, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's my story. I was on there until quarantine started, until like COVID and everything happened. Like after my wedding and stuff, that was our last season. So season 8 was our last season. And I started season 4, ended season 8. My husband was on since the beginning.
Right. And then you were pregnant too, right? When you... You were, and then you had a baby.
Yeah.
Right? After you left.
Yeah. So after we were off the show, we got pregnant. Now we have Cruz, and he's a year old now. He's 13 months, almost 14 months, and best thing in the world. So our life is completely different than it was when we were on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, we're parents now. Like, Cruz comes first. We're such mom and dads, and, you know, I love it. I love it.
Now we need Vanderpump parents. Like, that's enough. Yeah. Because literally the whole crew is now all of a sudden parents, and we haven't seen that side. On social media, we see it.
Yeah.
Do you miss being on the show?
At times. I mean, it can be like whenever your friends are out doing something all together and you can't be there because they're filming, it's kind of weird. So, like stuff like that I do miss. But like I said, I never thought I would be a part of this kind of world. So... I'm still just thankful for the time that I had on there. And now I'm just enjoying being able to spend so much time with my son. I mean, I get to be with him every single day, and I don't have to worry about leaving and doing things. And I just feel very grateful for that part. But I definitely get a little FOMO at times, for sure. Yeah.
How has it been like being a mom? Because I'm a new mom too.
Yes, and congratulations.
Brittany's a new second mom. Like, she just had her second. Her second son just turned one.
Oh, yeah.
And so, what's it been like as a new mom? How's life been?
Oh, I mean, it's been amazing. He is so fun. He's so funny. He cracks me up every single day. I just love, I'm sure you guys feel the same way. Like, everything you see through their eyes is like brand new. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's like, yes. learning and revisiting all these different things, and just seeing it for the first time through his eyes is absolutely incredible. It's been awesome. I mean, it's brought me a lot closer to Jax because he's such a good dad. And I was like, you know, I have a partner who I can like rely on. I can be like, go change the diaper, do this. And he's like willing to do all of that. And a lot of people are probably like, Jax would never do that. So it's been amazing. And he's just so special. He's walking now, and he's like talking, and he loves going outside, and he's like starting to be able to express what he wants to do, which is also really awesome to see. So yeah. it's been really cool.
Until they start expressing what they want too much about everything, and then you have a 4-year-old who could just tell you how it is.
Yeah. I know, I'm still in the phase where he's like, just like he's saying, like, outside, because he wants to go outside. So, right. And all the time it's outside, outside,
that's
outside.
So cute.
And if we shut the door, he's like, outside, like crying. And I'm like, but yeah, I can only imagine. Like, I know it gets harder. People say it gets harder as they get older, but it also gets more fun. So
it's all different. It's all hard for different reasons. It's all different, but it's all amazing.
Oh, all amazing.
I think our tolerance for hard probably changes too. So it is all very, changes. Do you wish though, like that you, cause you got married on the show, you like, you know, dated Jax, you got married on the show. And then like, do you wish that you could show motherhood on TV, or are you happy that like you're able to sort of do it without the cameras? Because it would have been a totally different experience, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, it would definitely be completely different. I mean, you can't have your baby with you all the time whenever you're trying to film and stuff. So it would have been a completely different experience for me. I wouldn't be with him as much as I am now. Of course, I would love to show that side of us. I would love to like show Cruz the world. I think he's like the best thing ever. So any mom wants to show that off, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have mixed emotions about the timing and everything. Like maybe the timing was perfect for us, and mm-hmm. something in the future might be even better. You know, like who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think it would be cool for everybody to see Jax as a dad, for sure. You know,
I have to agree with that.
Yeah. Even more than me as a mom, because I feel like I've always kind of had that like mom vibe.
Yeah.
But Jax as a dad, like he acted like back in the day, it was something he didn't even want to do, didn't want to get married, didn't want to have a family, didn't want any of that stuff. And he's just completely changed like all of that. Anything that people thought from before, it's like completely changed. So I think that would be cool for people to see.
What's something that like has surprised you that he's done that like you would be like, wow, I like really didn't think of this as he would do, or like something or something really like funny that he's done?
I mean, he does everything, which I think was kind of shocking. Like I knew he would be a good dad and I knew he would be there, but like changing diapers, waking up in the middle of the night, like it was like I was ready to wake up, but every time I wake up, he wakes up. Like he's just like
such
instant.
A nice thing.
Yeah. And he's just,
that's amazing.
He's kind of just like stepped up to the plate. And I don't know. I just think that he's just kind of like taking this dad role and like really shining through it. Like he loves it. He loves his son. And it's been great. I'm trying to think of a funny story because I mean, there's so many, but I don't know. I got to praise him as how good of a dad he's been recently. It's been all. Like, he was kind of scared in the beginning. I will say like a funny story, like coming home from the hospital, like the drive home, he was driving me nuts. And it's our first time with our child, like leaving the hospital, and he's going so slow and he's like being like so weird, and he's getting mad at traffic because LA has the worst traffic ever anyways. So he's like so mad about it. And then we're sitting here yelling at each other. I'm like, this is our first day with our child. We've got to relax. Like he's going to be fine if we get there. It's going to be okay. Like he's going to be right. just fine. But yeah, that ride home was definitely something else for him. I mean, he was just like, he was something else. He wouldn't even carry the baby up the stairs. I had to carry him up the stairs.
You're scared.
For like the first 4 months probably. And then he was like, okay, I got this now.
You think he was just scared? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's so fragile. And
yes.
Like, we always talk about this on the show that like the first time in the hospital, they just like kick you out and you're just like, what am I supposed to do with this thing now? No. Like, I'm just supposed to know how to take care of it. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
And it's such a nerve wracking time. So the drive home, you're right. It's like such like a moment in time that is the first time you're like, not only like are you meeting this child, but like now you have to drive them. Yeah, it's just so scary.
Exactly. And he was freaking out. And we had to like meet the people, you know, they take you out in the wheelchair to your car. Yeah. And then Jax is like, what do I do with like the car seat? And like, he's like, I was like, Jax, we know it's gonna be fine. We know what to do. Like,
yeah.
Stop like asking these people and like making them like sit here and wait with us for like an hour after they're supposed to be done with their job. Like, let us, like, right. We got this. It was
so funny.
So you were definitely the one who was more like less anxious about bringing the baby home. You were like, we got this. And Jax was kind of like running around like, what the fuck.
Yeah, I was kind of like ready to go home, you know, like,
right.
Yeah,
the hospital and stuff, they were amazing to me, but at the same time I was like there for 2 days before I even had the baby, so I was like,
right,
get me out of here.
why did you have to be in the hospital 2 days before?
Because I was in labor for like
You were in labor for
a long time, like 27 to 30 hours. Yeah. Before,
oh my
before
gosh.
He came. So, and we didn't even check in until like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was there for like two nights and then had him the next day.
How come they let you? Cause I know like the hospitals where I live in New York, you have to be dilated. I think you have to be like at least 3 centimeters dilated.
I got induced because,
oh, okay.
Yeah, because, Cruz was getting bigger and they didn't know if I was going to be able to have him vaginally. And I really, sorry,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's Mom's podcast, so I'm sure.
Of course, definitely.
I shared my whole crazy birth story.
Yeah, same.
And I really wanted to have that experience and not have to have a C-section. If I had to have a C-section, completely fine, you know, whatever happens happens. But and I was also sick, very sick. I was throwing up like 3 to 7 times a day.
Really?
Yeah, throughout the whole time. So
isn't that like called hypermesis?
Yes,
is that what it's called?
Hyperemesis. I think we all have our own different version of pronouncing that,
something
but I think
like that.
We're all right.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was just kind of like, okay, I'm ready to meet him. So
yeah.
So that's why I was able to go in at a certain time, and it just took a lot longer because of that. So, but it was perfect. Yeah. It was wonderful, and I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Is that going to happen anytime soon?
I hope so. I'm ready for like, I miss being pregnant now. It's so crazy. Like after he hit like his first birthday, I was kind of like, he's not a baby anymore. Like he's like this, and he's walking around and he's just like this person now. And I'm like, what is going on? He's not,
he's an adult.
He's not my little baby. He's a teenager already. So,
yeah.
I'm definitely ready for another one soon. I worked hard to get this body back. So right. I'm going to enjoy it for a second, but then I'm so ready. I want my kids to be close enough in age where they can go to school together and be friends together and not hate each other too much growing up.
Are you both in agreement like about that you're gonna, how many kids you want or like when?
I always say
the timeline.
Yeah, I mean, I always say 3 kids. Jack says 2 kids. If we have another boy, we're gonna try for a girl, so he'll just have to deal with that.
Right, like it's happening.
He's just gonna have to deal with carrying all of them up the stairs.
Exactly. I feel like for the next baby though, we'd be like, you know, once you've been through it, I feel like you learn so much from the first kid.
Is it easier? Betches Brittany.
It's easier in the sense, yeah, because you feel like you're not as nervous to hold this fragile baby. You're like, all right, I know kind of like the ins and outs of it. I changed a diaper before, but it's still, you also haven't done it in however many years you know, have between the children. So there is still a newness about it, but you aren't as much of a deer in headlights the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just visited my friend who just had a baby, and like my kid is almost 10 months and I saw her newborn and I forgot how tiny they are. Like
so
they are little alien nuggets,
yes.
Like little chicken nuggets with like fingers. It's so crazy. You forget that your own kid was that small.
Yeah, you definitely forget, because I forget too. And anytime I see a little baby, I'm like, oh, he's so little. And I feel like Cruz is huge. But
I know.
It's just how it goes. And I guess time just flies. Time flies when you're a parent. Way faster than it did before, whenever I was just getting drunk every night.
Oh my God. So much. I feel like before kids, I was like, oh, in like 5 years. But now I'm like, okay, in 5 years. So they're going to be in like this grade and I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be living here. Like you actually are like, you feel like you're planning more and it goes just so much faster. And now I like, you want to just like savor every single moment. You're like, please stop growing up.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
How's it been a mother at the same time as like Stassi, Lala, Sheen? Like is it nice that you guys had this like built in group?
Oh yeah, for sure. It was nice to be able to like they both went to labor before I did. So, but theirs were super easy. They were like, oh, it was beautiful. Can't wait for you to experience it. And mine was beautiful and amazing too. It just wasn't as easy, but everybody's birth story is different. But at the end of the day, you're just like so in love by the time the baby gets there. So that was something that we talked about. And I was like, this is going to be so easy. It's going to be so like, you know, it was a little bit different for me, but, other than that, it's been like nice to be able to like talk about like just little random things. Like, did your baby like grind his teeth whenever they like Cruz is like grinding his teeth? And I was like, what the heck is going on? Why is he grinding his teeth like that? And I was talking to all of them and they were like, oh, they did the same thing. So it's easy to, you know, it's really good to be able to talk about it and like kind of your fears are kind of put aside because you're like, okay, they're going through it too. It's not so, it's not so crazy. It's not so hard. Like it's normal. It's not too, why is he grinding?
Yeah,
exactly. You have support. Cause for me, I was like freaking out cause I didn't know what was going on. I was like, is his teeth going to be like little nubs? like, what the heck is happening?
What did they say? What did they say that it happens?
Oh yeah, that
they grind.
They went through it too. So, and he doesn't even do that anymore. But it was just like a point in my life that I was like, okay, I need advice, and I was very lucky that I had friends that I could go to ask about it, and lucky that they had the same experience as me.
Also lucky, yeah. Have you guys like still close? Have your relationships changed now that you're like all mothers and obviously like everybody's priorities are different?
I mean, we have been definitely closer, I would say, since the babies happened. I mean, obviously there's some like rifts going on right now. I don't even want to talk about it, but with me and Stassi, there's like some things going on, which I hate. I love her to pieces and I wish we could figure this out. But other than that, it's been great. Like we've been meeting up all the time. Like we were always together. We did mommy and me classes and things like that. And I don't know. And I still, you know, have Sheena and Lala, and it's hard to talk about because there's so much drama going on right now.
Wait, can you tell us what the drama is? Now you can't just like tease it. Like to
we need to know.
You can't, to two Vanderpump fans, you can't just tease it and then like just say, yeah, you know, it's nothing.
I know. Well, just like the drama about the wedding and stuff, because like I'll just say from my end, I wanted to be there and I wish I could have been there 100,000%. I would never in a million years do something like that on purpose. We had actual reasons why we couldn't go that were not talked about. Like Cruz's passport didn't come in. My mom had a death in the family and had to go home. I mean, there was actual things that happened right before the wedding that we actually couldn't make it to the wedding for those reasons. But I know like having to wait to the last minute and, you know, not being able to be there for someone who I really do think of as one of my best friends, like I feel terrible about, and I'm like truly sorry. And I hope that one day we'll be able to talk about this and figure it all out, because I do want our kids to grow up together and I do love them and I do want the best for them. She looked amazing at her wedding. I mean, they looked absolutely incredible, and I know it would have been so fun to be there. And there's a lot more to it than what people know or that what even I'm going to even say. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
I just hope that they know, like, I did not wait to the last minute because I knew I was going to not be there for weeks. That was not the case. It was that I was literally trying to be there up until the very last minute. So there was a lot of things that were going on. And I don't know. I just feel terrible about it altogether because that's just not my personality. I would never try to put my friend in that situation. And I don't know. I just hope that one day we can talk about it, figure it out, and get past it.
I feel like over time.
Yeah, I'm just going to give her time.
When time will heal, you know, especially like after a wedding, like you're on this, like you think like it's the most important thing that you've been planning for so long. And as time kind of goes away from that moment, you kind of I don't know what else happened, but maybe she'll kind of realize the circumstances based on what you're
saying.
Hopefully,
but at the same time, I just like, I really just want the best for them. And I hope they know that it was nothing on purpose. It was nothing. I just wish that we could talk it out and figure this stuff out because it's hard whenever you can't even like talk to each other and like actually hear each other's sides, and then only one side is out there. So it's, I don't know. Right. And I don't want to, I would never even talked about it at all, but I don't know. It's just, it makes me sad. I really, really, really did want to be there, and I tried everything in my power. So, I just wouldn't do that to somebody. And I hope that they realize that.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I hope so too.
I'm sure with what Aileen was saying with time.
Yeah. Yeah. With time, people like will kind of, maybe hopefully she'll kind of feel.
Yeah.
You hear you and will feel that, like, understand that it things, life does happen.
Yeah, life happens, and it definitely happened for us. And I know, like, there was other things that happened before that, but those were not the reasons why we couldn't be at the wedding. The reasons we couldn't be at the wedding were actual things that I couldn't control, and that breaks my heart. So,
right.
But anywho,
I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Let's talk about you talked about like getting, you know, you worked so hard for your body, and you know, you and I, we follow each other. We've talked about this like sort of in DM about like, you know, you've posted about like receiving like really mean, messed up messages online, like during your pregnancy and postpartum. What was going on? Like, what were people saying? And like, how did you deal with it? Were you surprised that people could be like so vicious? Like, what was happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a lot. I've definitely gained a lot of weight whenever I was pregnant, which I was also very sick. I was going through a lot of different things, but I definitely gained more than I expected to. But I feel like, I guess because I was on a reality show and people were used to seeing me so skinny and everything, they were like, couldn't believe how much weight I had gained. And people were just like saying how big I was, that Jackson was going to leave me, that he was going to cheat on me, that he, you know, like I was just like hearing different things all the time, like saying I was like, my nose was big, my lip, like, I'm like, everything swells when you're pregnant. Everything does. People were saying I was getting lip injections, like all this like crazy stuff. And I was like,
oh, they've never met a pregnant woman before.
I'm like, my lips swelled just like my feet, just like my nose, just like everything else. So, yeah, it was just kind of like a lot. And then like articles were coming out and people, and I think also I was very sensitive at the time because I'm also very pregnant and our emotions are very high.
Yeah.
And just saying things about me, and I'm like a very much a people pleaser. Like I don't like people, like I don't like upsetting people, or I'm just not that kind of person. Like even though I was on reality TV and stuff, I'm just not somebody that like goes and like talks crap about people or like would go and comment under somebody's photo that they look like this or that. So I guess I couldn't like
most people.
I guess I couldn't like comprehend like what was happening. So I was getting like very like emotional myself. And there was a couple times whenever I was like really letting it get to me. And then I had to like wake up and be like, you know what? I'm doing like the most beautiful thing right now. My body is literally creating a human being. And this is what I wanted my entire life. And I can't let these like haters and trolls take this moment away from me. So whenever I would get in my dark times, I would just like, you know, just like think about it and be like, I am like so lucky. Like I know so many people out there want to have babies and want to be pregnant, and they don't even get to have this experience. So like, I can't let these idiots who are out there talking crap to me, like let it get me down whenever I'm just so proud of what I'm doing right now. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Like getting this type of scrutiny while you were pregnant, how did do you, was this worse than what you would get from just being on Vanderpump? Like, how did you feel like that differed?
I think it was because I was pregnant. Like I was saying, like, I feel like it was because I was actually like creating a human life, and I was like, I don't know. It just was different.
On a reality show, you're just like exposed, yeah. And like it's all like the drama, and like I feel like people just feel like that they can say anything because you just like you've chosen to do this thing. So you're saying it was worse though because you were pregnant, and they were like attacking your weight, which is probably a new thing.
And like I wasn't on a show anymore, and I was still like trying to be very open and very positive and about my experience and stuff. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it was because I was, and we were also in quarantine and we were in COVID, and I was just sitting home all the time. Like there wasn't in places that I could go to escape or do this or do that. Right. So I was just like sitting at home a lot and like looking at like comments and stupid things like that, which I should not ever do because.
Did you ever like get into it with people in the DMs?
Oh yeah. I think I like sit like, I think like because I was so bored, I was such in that like that headspace where I would like send DMs being like, why are you posting this like paparazzi photo of me? Like I was like it like that bad into my head because I would not, I would not do that like now, but I just was so emotional. Right. And I couldn't stand it. I don't know. I couldn't stand it.
But it's also hard. It's like horrible. when your body, as a pregnant person, your body like changes and you don't know how it's going to change. It just sort of does what it does. And you don't know what to expect. You can't possibly prepare yourself. And like, and just anytime your body goes through like a transformation, whatever it is, it's difficult like to deal with that like identity shift. And then, but then it's like countered with the fact that you're also making a baby and like something that you want. So that, but the worst part though is for you, like that people think that they could just say whatever the hell they want to say and like just think that it's fine. How, like, so, but it's, thank you for sharing that. Like it's very real to hear you or someone say that like it got to me because, you know, oftentimes people are just like, yeah, you know, I don't let the haters in.
Oh, no.
But like how, that's so hard to do.
You definitely try. Like, I know I have so much more support, and that's like the biggest thing. Like, I've got such a like amazing people out there who really support me. And sometimes the mean comments are louder, and it shouldn't be like that. But that's just like how it is sometimes, you know. But it definitely can get to you. Like, if you read things over and over and over, and you're just like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I don't know. It gets to you.
Not doing anything.
And I'm not. And I wasn't. Got a little. Got a little in my head.
Yeah. There are people out there with literally nothing better to do than to attack somebody who's in the happiest moment of their lives, and maybe they're not. And like, you know, that's just it's hard, I'm sure, to read those things. And I'm sorry that you were attacked like that. Yeah, it's horrible.
Thank you. But you know what? I feel much better now. Now I'm like.
Good.
But I think when you were responding, like you were posting a lot of those that stuff. And like that was like I was pregnant at the time, and I was like looking at your stories, and I was like, this makes me feel like the fact that you can kind of like post this and share and call out this person, and like it, and I wasn't feeling like great about my body changes or whatever. However, I didn't expect to gain XYZ pounds, but it was nice to hear, like, it was like inspiring to say like these people, like their opinions are so irrelevant. You know, like, I don't know, you're a faceless person just spewing shit. Like, you know, I thought it was inspired me, made me feel better. So thank you.
That makes me feel good. That's what I was trying to do, because I know a lot of people out there feel exactly like I do. And I just hope that like people would feel better, and like, it would also was helping me feel better to tell my story as well.
Right.
Totally. You have recently, I know you started your Jenny Craig collab, and you're just posting a lot about like working out and just like, you know, your postpartum journey. Like, what made you want to share that? Like, what kickstarted it for you?
Well, I think because of all the hate I got, you know, like that was like a big driver for me. Like, it was definitely motivation. It definitely still is motivation to this, to right now, like being able to be like, okay, I've lost the weight, and at the same time, I like have this amazing, beautiful child. And, you know, like, I just feel like it's okay for a pregnant woman's body to take time to lose the weight. Like, it shouldn't be such a focus that we have to lose it within like the first like couple of weeks. We can't even work out until the baby is like 6 weeks old. Like, come on. So for me, it was just like this whole thing, and it took a long time for me to lose my weight. And I know there's a lot of people out there who feel exactly like me, who have not been able to lose the weight very fast. I mean, it is a, I still want to lose more weight. I still want to lose like 10 more pounds, but I'm feeling like so good and so much better about my body now that I have been able to have some help to get me back there faster. Cause like, it was taking much longer than I expected, I think. And I feel like that was something, another thing that like drove me to like start the program. Cause, you know, Cruz is 13 months now. It's not like I waited. It's not like I'm like 6 months postpartum, like, oh my God, I still have all this weight on me. You know, like I would never do that because that's completely normal. And I hope that everybody understands that. I just needed a little bit more help. And it definitely helped me. Yeah. And I think it's all about how you feel as a person and like what makes you feel confident. Because I've never been as big as I was after having the baby and stuff. So for me, I was like, I just didn't feel like myself. And that's completely like, that's fine if you want to lose weight or if you, you know, like I just feel like it was just something I had to do to feel better about myself and to have my confidence back and just to have more energy and just to keep going, honestly. So,
definitely.
I also think it's hard postpartum because you're working with this body that is now different. Your hormones are all different and you're not used to, maybe you were doing things before you ever had children that aren't working for you postpartum. And then when it's not working for you postpartum, you're like, oh my God, like, what am I doing wrong? Like, how do I, like, I don't feel good. And you just want to try something to, if you are trying to get to a place that you want to be, like you need that motivation from other places.
Yeah. And it's starting the Jenny Craig program. Like, I feel like working out used to be enough. And like after having a baby plus getting into my 30s, I feel like my body's just changed completely. Like, it wasn't just like I could work out. Now I need to like change my diet. So that like that alone, like changing my diet helped me like start dropping pounds like no other, on top of working out and living a healthy lifestyle, of course. But diet, man, they say it's 80% and that's not a joke.
Which you, but it's also like, it's not, people don't talk about like your hormones, they take a while to like regulate, and your body is really dictated by your hormones, like the things that you crave, you want, your feelings, your brain chemistry in that moment, like, and that affects like what you want to eat and like what comforts you or what you need, and that, so it's like obviously it's not going to be the same as it was before because your body's not the same. Like, you have never gone through a pregnancy, you've never gone through a delivery, so like things are not going to be the same at all, and it takes a really long time. Like, I mean, like I said, like 10 months I still am not even close to where I was, and sometimes I'll get those feelings of like I just want to do it fast, but it takes a long time. It's not and for anybody listening, like, and I if you, Brittany, both Brittany's agree that like nobody is putting that pressure on you like, except yourself.
Like, I think
no
so
one
too.
Is did you feel that like there was pressure from other people? Like, I assume Jax wasn't pressuring you, but like, did you think that
in my head, because of social media and because of all the things that we've talked about before, like in my head, I was thinking like, I have to be this certain way, and I have, you know, and it's, and, but also like, I still wanted to feel good about myself and I still wanted to fit back in my clothes. It's not just all those things. Like, I still wanted these things for myself as well. But it can definitely be hard, and LA especially has a lot of like pressures and stuff. And I guess like where I was on a show and I was like this big whenever I first came on it. I feel like that's what people were used to seeing me like. And I don't think I'll ever get that size again. And I don't even care if I'm not trying to be that size again. I just want to be happy. Yeah. And I'm already feeling so good. Like I'm starting to post like bathing suit photos of myself and like things here and there. And like, I would never do that before. So I'm feeling good. And I think that that's all that matters is that's how great. You're feeling about yourself. And I'm feeling freaking good.
That's great. That's amazing. Okay. I'm going to ask you a personal question, but like, you don't have to answer what is, cause I had a breast reduction and that like changed. But like you had a boob augmentation, like right? Like what is that like after pregnancy? Like do they go back to this? Do they get way bigger?
My boobs got ginormous. Like that was probably one of my least favorite things was how big my boobs got. I was like, what the hell is happening? Because like, you know, having a boob job already, they're big enough. Like that's the size that I wanted. So don't get like three sizes bigger. They got huge. So that's like one of the main things like I'm wanting to lose. And I'm like I feel like I gain in my face and my boobs first. I'm one of those people. It's like face, boobs, that's me too. Double chin, all of that comes. And I mean, my boobs were just like. I mean, I've lost, I wish I had my measurements out here because I take measurements of my bust and stuff each month for Jenny Craig. And I mean, all over, I've lost like 13 and a half inches off my body. So that's like,
wow.
But this definitely was like.
Yeah, the boobs definitely get in the way. Like it really, it's an indicator of like, not an indicator, it like dictates like. Even it has nothing to do with even the rest of the size of your body. Just like the boobs, you can't like wear certain shirts, and it like changes.
It changes the way you look. Like
Betches, Brittany knows.
She talks about it all the time. I hate having a big chest.
Well,
I hate
if you wear like a certain shirt, like and it hangs from your boobs like down, you look even bigger than you really are, and then people will hate on you for that, or like you know, it's like you just have to like. It's crazy. But I love having big boobs. I don't love how big they got. Yeah. Like, I'm all for the big titty committee, but they just got so big. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it was a lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks for answering that. All right. Well, Cruz is one. He is happy. He just had his birthday a few months ago, right? Nice. Happy birthday, Cruz. It was very cute to see those pictures. What do you think about him ever watching Vanderpump? Shh. Like, do you ever like think about that? Like, why you lie away?
Also, before you answer that, Lala was on the show a couple of like weeks ago, and she also answered this question. So I'm curious what you said.
I think that he's probably going to grow up and like watch whatever he wants to watch eventually anyway. But if I get to control it, he'll get to watch only the good parts. Nothing before I came on the show. because I don't want him to see his dad like that.
Right.
He can watch like the wedding, the engagement, and... Yeah,
minimal trauma. So all. Like a minute of each show,
like the intro, with the plate.
Yeah, with the plate. Da-da-da-da.
But do you think about though? Like, what if he does one day come home and he does watch it? Like he has to. Like he asks you about it. Like, have you thought about that moment, or are you just like, I'll deal with it when it happens?
I don't know. I'm kind of in between. Like, I'll deal with it when it happens, or like warn him that his parents were on a reality TV show growing up, and we've grown a lot since then. But
you have your script ready.
Yeah. I might have this whole thing like, your parents were on reality TV, but we've grown up a lot since then. After we had you, our lives changed, and you know, your dad was never like that again. And I don't know.
That wasn't actually your dad. That was someone else.
I don't know, something like that. But I don't really think about that too much because he's so young. But I mean, time is flying, so
yeah,
gonna have to figure it out someday.
Yeah, that'll be fun
someday.
Goodness.
Should we move on to our no mom guilt?
Yes, let's do it.
We are going to move on to our no mom guilt section. And if you don't know what our no mom guilt segment is about, it's basically just owning up to our feelings and knowing that all moms feel this. It's okay to feel guilt. It's okay to not feel guilty about something. You know, all this is new for us, or maybe not, and we're just, you know, learning how to deal with everything. So, Brittany, do you have a no mom guilt for us this week?
Yes. So I will say that me and Jax don't have a babysitter yet, so we don't get to like go out together, have like nights away from cruise very often. So I went out for one of my friend's birthdays. Jack stayed home with the baby, and we were all like out at the gay bars and like having so much fun and just like partying and everything else. And then I just like hit a point where I was like, just like this switch in my head. And I was like, where's my baby? Where's Cruz? And I'm in the middle of like a big like bar, and my friends are like, Brittany, he's at home with his dad, he's at home with his dad, because I don't ever get to like be away from him, and especially like drinking or something like away from him. And it just like hit me, and I was like, where's Cruz? And just like, and crying, and all my friends like, Brittany, he's fine, I swear.
Oh, no.
So yeah, that was like probably one of the worst times that I've had mom guilt to this point.
You felt guilty that you left, like you left him.
Yes, that I left him.
So like do something for yourself. Yeah.
Because we don't have a babysitter, and I don't normally like go away from him and Jack. So for me, that was like a big, like a moment. And I was like, and all my friends kept being like, Brittany, he's fine. He's with his dad. He's fine. He's like literally 15 minutes down the road. And it was just, it was a moment for me.
I feel like we've all been there for sure.
That's hard. It's when you're like doing something for yourself and you're like, wait, but I'm a mom. And like you feel guilty about that. You're like, I'm supposed to be home being a mom, but like we need to do stuff for ourselves. Like we need to stay, you know, the self-care part of it. And part of that is going out and enjoying ourselves with our friends.
Getting drunk.
Yeah. It's become like a thing with my friends now. They're like, if Brittany starts asking where Cruz is, we got to send her home.
We have 30 minutes.
That's the end of the night.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
But did you keep going or did you go home?
I went home.
Oh, you went home.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you happy when you got home?
Yeah, but they were already asleep. So it's like, why did I even do that? You know?
Oh, right. I was going to say, was he asleep? Did you wake him up?
No, he was asleep. And I like went in there. And Jackson's like, get out of here. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I'm gone. You know?
In those moments where you like put every, like you imagine the worst, that they're like crying for you and they want you and they feel like you've abandoned them. But then you like actually get home and like come back to reality. You realize they didn't even really know you were gone for that long.
Right. Exactly.
And they just went on for bedtime. Like that's the actual reality.
Totally.
Yeah. He was asleep probably for like hours. And I was still like, where's my baby?
Oh, Brittany.
Do you guys do that too? Or is that like...
I think what you're describing is like this moment where you've like felt like you were because I've definitely experienced that where you are doing something that like you used to do, like or did a, like if I went on a vacation with friends, I like forget about like where I am now versus where I was. Like you're transported into this older identity, and then you're like reminded, oh shit, I have a kid. Where's that kid? Like that panic just ensues. That's definitely happened to me. Like if I especially drink, I think drinking is like the key. This is the part because you don't think the same.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like I'm nowhere near like I was before. Like I used to be like the shot queen, you know? And now it's just like same. Not like that. So I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah. And then it's also the guilt of like, should I not? Like I'm not speaking for you guys, but like, should I not act this way? Like I have a kid. Do I have to act differently now? But that's a whole nother thing, I feel like, because
I get like that too. Like I, like recently we were at a party, and actually it was my husband's party. It was at my house. My kids were not there. They slept out. But like it was a very fun party. And like in the middle of it, I'm like, I should not be partying like this. Like I have two children, and like you do, you feel really guilty about it. Like you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. like none of like safe, your pre-child, you know? That they're safe, or that any of like what you would do before you had kids should like be a part of your life now. But like that isn't the case.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We could have
the same
fun,
person.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially whenever it's not often. And like, but I still was just kind of like, whoa. So
yeah.
Glad to hear that you guys have felt the same at times.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Definitely. And I was definitely also queen of shots. Yeah. Too, so. Sometimes I still am. Well, thank you so much, Brittany, for joining us. This is such a great episode. It's so nice to catch up and see everything that's going on. Where can people follow you? Where can they find you? And yeah, share wherever, everything.
Thanks for having me, guys. You can follow me at Brittany, BRITTANY.
So easy. That was easy.
Like, how did you get that name? Because Brittany. I want that name.
Can't have it. Well, thank you so much, at Brittany. That is it for this episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Please, guys, don't forget to give us a review, give us 5 stars, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And you can follow us on Apple and Spotify. This way you never miss an episode. It just goes on your phone and you can always listen whenever you're taking a hot mom walk or doing whatever you're doing. And obviously follow Betches Moms on Instagram. We have great content. And you can follow me at Aileen. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.